The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Monday, October 9th, 2006, and presidential release number 344. I am sorry to have to begin this presidential release with the sad news that Nick Schmittroth of Utah died on Friday, October 6, 2006, of a severe case of cancer. He had been fighting cancer for about 8 months. Ty Tomasi Schmittroth married Nick last spring. She is doing her best to understand and to go forward and to have the kind of courage that Nick had. She has expressed the view that though she's sorry to have lost her soulmate, she is happy that he is no longer suffering the pain that cancer brings. You might keep Ty Schmittroth in your prayers. The funeral, I believe, happens on Thursday this week, so you might keep Nick in your prayers also. I have an announcement here which says, "Attention, blind veterans. Some Federationists have expressed interest in establishing a blinded veterans division that would welcome veterans of any of America's branches of the military service. Members would not need to have lost vision as a result of military service. The purpose of a blinded veterans division would be to focus on issues of interest to blinded veterans, including benefits, blindness-specific training and advocacy to the Veterans Administration, and other matters of interest to blinded veterans. This division would serve as a vehicle for outreach to a large and definable population among the broader blind community who may share common interests and issues. If you are a blinded veteran and are interested in developing a blinded veterans division of the National Federation of the Blind, please be in touch with Joanne Wilson, Executive Director of Affiliate Action. The telephone number is 410-659-9314, extension 2335, or you can communicate with her by email by sending your email to jwilson@nfb.org. I have an announcement here. This one is from Jerry Lazarus, and it says, "Thanks to our entire Meet the Blind Month planners and organizers who are implementing the many events that are taking place this month around the country. This October, as you know, is Meet the Blind Month. Please check out the 2006 Meet the Blind Month events section on our website to verify that all of the chapter and affiliate events are listed. Should you discover any missing planned activities, please contact Kevin Mavillette at 410-659-9314, extension 2419, so that we can update the list. If you have specific questions or would like to brainstorm about any upcoming Meet the Blind Month activities, contact Jerry Lazarus at 410-659-9314, extension 2297, or you can send an email to him. The address is jlazarus, J-L-A-Z-A-R-U-S, at nfb.org. Do not forget to take some photographs of your event during the Meet the Blind Month period. If they are forwarded to us by the first weekend in November, your event may be featured in the December issue of the Braille Monitor." So says Jerry Lazarus. We have, as you are no doubt aware, been working on the website of the National Federation of the Blind. And that website came online the 1st of August. It has been newly designed. It has the information that we've had on the website in the past, but it has a uniform look about it, and it also has some exciting new ways to use the website. This website is accessible to blind people. We have tested it repeatedly. Nevertheless, occasionally somebody gets on our website and finds that it is hard to use. We've had two people who tried to use accessible technologies, speech programs, to get at the information on the website and to use the forms on the website, and they've said that they've had trouble doing it. Now, each time we check to find out what the problem may be, we don't discover it. It is ephemeral, as you might say. It goes away. It's like that time you took your car down to have it fixed, and when the mechanic started it up, it worked perfectly. We've been having a little trouble like that. So if you have problems with the website, we'd like to know about it. We believe it is completely accessible, but if you find that it is not, please let us know. The person who has been working on it most diligently here is John Berggren. He is a bright guy and a good guy, and he's been working to make our website accessible. He's been working with Curtis Chong and with Gary Wunder, and they've told us that the website works. So if it doesn't work for you, please let me know. Now, since the last time we got together, I have once again assumed the presidency of the World Blind Union North America Caribbean Region. I've served in that capacity in the past. I am the president of the region again, and that is because we have a new executive director. The president that we did have, Penny Harton of Canada, has been selected to serve as the chief executive officer for the World Blind Union. She will be starting those duties as of the last part of October or the beginning of November, and in order to have time to move from the one job that she had to another one, she has resigned the office, and I, who have been serving as vice president, have assumed the presidency. There will be a meeting of the World Blind Union North America Caribbean Region in December, and then we'll see whether we maintain this or move to some other office. I've spent some time at state conventions. I went to the Arizona Convention. It was a good convention. We have been working closely with a number of the organizations that provide service to the blind in Arizona, the Arizona School for the Blind and the rehabilitation program there, and we've been making considerable progress. There were also a number of students from the Colorado Center for the Blind at the Arizona Convention, so that was a lot of fun. I've also been to the Georgia Convention. I went this last weekend to the Georgia Convention. Partly I'm dealing with the hotel that we're going to use in Atlanta. This is the Marriott Marquis Hotel. And I want to make sure that everything's in order. There's been a lot of remodeling going forward in the hotel, and there's been a plan to put $125 million worth of remodeling into the hotel, and I'm pleased with that, because the hotel was built in 1985, and every little while a building needs some refurbishment. Nonetheless, I wanted to make sure that the work of refurbishing the building wasn't happening while we were trying to have 3,000 people in the building, because it would have made it difficult. Some of the remodeling is done already. Some of it's going forward now. The convention hotel, I'm told, will be in order by the time we get there. For decades now, Peggy Elliott has served as president of the National Federation of the Blind of Iowa. We've had a change in leadership in Iowa. I have talked with Peggy about our affiliate in Iowa for some time and about her participation in it. And here is an announcement from Peggy Elliott regarding her participation and the change of leadership.
I had the opportunity last week to have a wide-ranging conversation with Dr. Maurer in his office. We discussed, among other things, events in the Iowa affiliate. I mentioned to Dr. Maurer the internal problems our affiliate had 25 years ago, during which a number of members chose not to remain in the Federation. In fact, it was sometimes pretty lonely in the years just after those problems, when not very many Federationists stood around the Federation flag in Iowa. But those who did were determined to recruit others, and together we built a strong, effective statewide organization. Many of the best people I know helped with that rebuilding, people who believe deeply in the Federation and know how to give of their treasure, their talent, their time, and to give from their hearts. These are some of the Federation's true heroes, people who have the discipline of giving, and I admire and respect them for their determination and their belief in blind people. We now have a new president in the Iowa affiliate, Mike Barber, and I, of course, wish him and the affiliate every success. As I told Dr. Maurer, I have learned and relearned many times the lesson of how important the Federation is to my life. I first learned that lesson from Dr. Jernigan when I was a teenager, and I learned it again during those lonely years of rebuilding, which brought out such dedication and such kindness in my Federation friends. As we said to each other in the lean years, as well as in the strong ones, we pledged to each other to build and strengthen the Federation in every way that we could. That's the lesson. For me, Federationism is a characteristic.
I, too, wish Mike Barber well in Iowa, and I support him, of course, as president. I believe in supporting presidents, of course, and consequently, I will be working with him to build in the state of Iowa, as I have worked with Peggy to build in the state of Iowa before he became our president there. Peggy will be working in the National Federation of the Blind in a number of areas and will be participating in programs of the Federation in the time to come. I appreciate her willingness to do the work that needed to be done, and I appreciate her leadership in Iowa. The change has occurred, and Michael Barber is now our president. I will be working with him and supporting him to continue to help the Federation grow. On the last presidential release, I mentioned that the Extreme Makeover program was coming up, and I indicated that we'd done quite a bit of filming for it. We did indeed. The Extreme Makeover program featured other things other than the National Federation of the Blind. We were shown as a referral on a website, but that's all that came of it. I regret to say that I don't think the program showed blindness in the best light, and I don't think it showed the people who were blind on the program as the capable people that blind people very often are. So I think it was more of a disadvantage than an advantage. We keep trying these things to see how much we can educate the members of the media. I know that this is a tall order. John Perret has been given the task of giving us publicity throughout the year, and he's doing a very good job. If you have questions about how to get publicity done, John Perret is the man to talk to. He is here at the National Center, and his extension is 2371. Since the last presidential release, we had a youth transition academy that occurred here. People from several schools for the blind, students, and some chaperones came into the National Center and spent 4 days working on educational opportunities for blind kids. And we are doing this because we're having the Youth Slam next summer. We're going to be bringing 200 students from across the United States in here, and we're going to work with the Johns Hopkins University people to have a period of 4 days of intensive education for blind students, and 200 blind students in one place is as many as have ever been put into the kind of training program that we envision. If you want to be a volunteer, either a mentor or a teacher, or one who stays with the students and shows them to travel and one thing and another like that, you should let us know. Mark Riccobono, the director of education here, is working on this, so you should make application to him. We're going to need, for the 200 students, about 150 teachers and mentors, so if you have an interest in this kind of activity, please let us know. I have an announcement here from the president of the Medivox RX company. Medivox RX produces talking medicine bottles, and this says that those who live in California who use the Kaiser Permanente Insurance Company should know that if you need prescriptions, you can get talking medicine bottles that are the Medivox RX talking medicine bottles without charge through the Kaiser Permanente system. So if you are in that circumstance, you might ask for the talking medicine bottles. Maybe not everybody will think to offer them to you, but if you are getting medicine through that company, that is available. I have an announcement now about the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. I want to remind all of you that the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader is now available from the National Federation of the Blind at an introductory discount. The price is customarily $3,500. However, the introductory discount is $3,295 plus $50 for shipping and handling. I can't say exactly how long the discount will last, but you shouldn't take the chance that it will be a long time. As soon as they're gone, they're gone. Please contact Anne Marie Laney at 410-659-9314 extension 2219. Or by email at alaney@nfb.org to place your order. Readers are ready to ship. I also want to emphasize the possibility that the reader can be purchased by vocational rehabilitation agencies. Recently, we have been talking with some of the representatives of the agencies regarding this. I am pleased to say that there is a great deal of interest. However, the interest won't last long if nobody is asking for this technology. So, for those of you who are receiving services at present or who would be eligible for services, contact your rehabilitation counselor to discuss the possibility of having this technology provided. I have had many talks with lots of people about the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader in the last few months, very often at state conventions. I have read a number of pieces of print that you can find hither and yon. Sometimes I've read my mail. Sometimes I've read other things. And often I've read what's in the midst of a hotel room. Found out a lot of things that I would not otherwise have known. And I must say that the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader is a useful device. I've used it to read packages that tell me what I need to know in order to make things like muffins and such like. I urge you to get your hands on the reader. The reader at the moment is available for $3,295, and it will be for the next little while. I think that we will probably maintain this discount through November. After that, I cannot be certain where we're going to be going, so see if you can get your reader right away. On these presidential releases, we try to get some information from people around the country who have suggestions about how to make the chapter meetings that we conduct exciting and interesting. Nathaniel Wales is an engineer from California. He has been in the midst of our student division. He is beyond being a student at the moment as he is working in California. I gather he's going to be moving to the East Coast shortly, but at the moment he's an engineer working for the state, and he has some suggestions. Here is Nathaniel Wales.
My name is Nathaniel Wales. I serve as president of our River City chapter of the National Federation of the Blind in California, which is located in the greater Sacramento area. One of the things that our chapter has started doing over the past few months is getting together once a month for about an hour or two at a local coffee shop to sit down and informally discuss issues affecting blind people, contemporary issues, perhaps reading a Kernel Book story, or the next item that we're planning to do is to have a demonstration of the beta test version of the Kurzweil NFB reader.
The excitement is building toward the first ever National Federation of the Blind March for Independence, which will take place at our national convention next summer on July 3. Join your brothers and sisters who are going to be participating in the march. You should register at www.nfb.org for our March for Independence, or you can call here to the National Center to Christy Bowman at 410-659-9314, extension 2406. I am pleased to report that the National Federation of the Blind Board of Directors is leading the way. 100% of the members of the board have registered for the Independence March. Many state presidents have now registered, and we are challenging all state presidents to sign up for the march, and all the members of the boards of directors of all of our states and all of our chapters, please register for the March for Independence. We are now in the middle of the annual Imagination Fund campaign. Register for the march now and begin using our first ever March for Independence as your local point to gain contributions and pledges. We are rolling out a number of very helpful tools available on our website. You can get them by getting to the website or by calling here to the national office. These tools will be very helpful to you, so please register and use them. After you register, you will receive a thank you email with a link to helpful materials about the march. We have Imagination Fund brochures, which you can get from the national office, or you can get our lovely new cards. These are the March for Independence folding business cards. They have print and braille upon them. There is a place for your name and state, so you can put your name and state down and hand them out to friends and neighbors and family members and anybody else you can get to make a pledge to you on the March for Independence. The new March for Independence flyers are available for use, and you can get them here at the national office. Some people ask me, what if I can't be in Atlanta the morning of July 3 when the march is going to take place at our national convention? Or even if I'm going to be there, suppose that I don't feel as if I can walk that far. The march is about 3.5 miles or so. If you're not going to be there, please sign up and see if you can get some people to support you anyway, and you can come to be a marcher in spirit, shoulder to shoulder with your blind brothers and sisters. Or if you're not going to be able to walk as far as the March for Independence, come to the march anyway, because we have lots of jobs for people who will want to be there and participate in this exciting new March for Independence, but who are not able to walk as far as the march would be. You can hand out materials, or you can help direct people, or there will be water bottles. I was in Georgia, as I said earlier on this release, and the National Federation of the Blind of Georgia will probably have its water bottles available. So come to the march. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have a few offerings that are in tune with the season. Why don't vampires have any friends? Because they're just a pain in the neck, says Dave Hutchins of Kansas. Terry Uttermolen of Maryland says, what's the difference between a film and a witch's brew? One is a motion picture. The other is a potion mixer. Then there's one of my favorites that came off a presidential release in maybe, sometime in the 1970s. What do you do with a ghost that has accidentally backed into a lawnmower? You take him to a liquor store, for that's where they retail spirits.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.